Good morning, everybody.
大家早上好。
Ah, good. I like the response. That's good. You're awake.
我很喜欢大家的回应，好像大家都很清醒。
And happy Mother's Day to all the mothers.
祝福所有的母亲，母亲节快乐。
And so it is the first true Mother's Day for my wife.
这是一个真正在我生命中真正第一个的母亲节。
And in having a kid, right? In having a child.
因为我现在有一个孩子了。
It breaks a lot of misconceptions about what motherhood is.
让我对以前母亲应该是一个什么样子的一些形象，现在有比较清楚的认识了。
Because once you sat in a delivery room,
因为当你坐在产房里面的时候
you realize what motherhood really is, even though I'm not a mother.
虽然我不是一个母亲，可是那个时候我真正的了解到做一个母亲是怎么一回事。
And today's topic is called To Give.
今天我们的主题是给予。
And of course, I'm not speaking on it from a perspective of a mother in scripture or anything like that.
当然我并不是从做母亲的一个角度来讲论今天的经文。
But I think that if we begin to understand kind of, if we understand what moms sacrifice and what they give, we get a glimpse of what Christ is like as well.
如果我们对母亲给我们的牺牲，为我们所做的一切有真正的了解的时候，我们就可以有一点点瞥见耶稣基督为我们所成就的事。
And so when we look at this passage later on, I want you guys to start considering what it truly means to give and to give in a godly way.
所以当我们进来看今天要谈论的经文，希望大家能够明白说给予的真正的意思是什么，而用神的心意来给予是一个什么意思。
Because we're not talking about, you know, how much money or how much time. We're talking about the heart.Behind what it means to give.
因为我们并不在讲说我们花了多少时间或是愿意奉献多少钱，我们是讲说我们的心里面有多少愿意让神来使用。
Because behind a loving, giving attitude is exactly what mothers do every single day.
因为这一种用爱来给予出去的一种态度是我们的母亲每一天在我们身上所做的事。
So let me just pray for us and we'll get right into it, okay?
让我们先一起来祷告。
Dear God, we just want to thank you for today.
亲爱的天父，我们为今天献上感谢。
We pray, Lord, that you would be the one to speak to us through your word.
我们祷告你自己亲自借着你的话语来对我们说话。
We pray that God, that on this Mother's Day, that you would bless all the mothers here.
我们祷告在今天你自己亲自来祝福所有的母亲。
Because you understand the sacrifice that they have gone through.
因为你知道他们所经历一切的牺牲是怎么事，怎么回事。
And the difficulty of raising children.
而教养子女的困难他们所面对的是什么你也知道。
And so may you bless them and watch over them.
愿你祝福他们看顾他们。
May they be examples and be godly examples.
愿意他们成为一个敬虔的一个榜样。
So that they would be able to continue to lead their children to you, Lord God.
以致他们继续来带领他们儿子归向你。
We thank you for this time.
我们为今天这段时间献上感谢。
We pray all these things in Jesus' name.
我们这样祷告是奉耶稣基督的圣名。Amen.
So, giving is very natural for human beings to an extent.
对人来说，给予是一个很自然的一个本性。
It is easy to give things to your friends, right?
我们很容易把东西可以分享给我们的朋友。
You're able to take out money if you're at a restaurant. You know, Chinese people are very good at fighting for the bill at a restaurant.Right?
像我们在餐厅里面，我们很容易就可以把钱拿出来。
There was a funny video clip I saw on YouTube, and it was people videotaping their grandparents or their parents on Chinese New Year.
有一个在 YouTube 上面的影片，我看到就在餐厅里面有一个人在录影他的父母或是祖父母怎么样拿钱出来。
And so they're like trying to give each other money, right?
他们祖父跟他们的父母之间彼此要给钱。
And of course, the natural reaction is.Oh, I don't want it. I don't want it. So they fight over it.
那我们自然反应说，哎，不要不要。那所以他们就要，一个要给，一个不要拿。
And so the video is pretty funny because there's even situations where someone gives somebody money and they jump in a car and they drive away.
然后在那个录影里面有这样一个情形，就是有人呢把钱拿给另外一个人，可能是他的亲人，然后一拿了以后就赶快进去他的车里面就开走了。
And so this idea of giving, especially to people that we love, is very natural for us.
所以特别是要给我们所爱的人，我们要把东西给他们，给予他们，这个对我们讲是一个很自然的事情。
And so the difficulty of giving, however, is when we don't feel like we need to give.
而我们要给予有困难的时候，是因为我们不觉得我们想要给。
And if there is no love, no relationship, you don't want to give.
如果在我们当中没有那个爱的关系，我们并不想要给予。
Perfect example.
有一个最好的一个例子。
Taxes.
税。
We don't love the government when they ask for the money that they're supposed to get. We're like, let me just try to deduct as much as possible.
我们知道，当政府要跟我们要他们需要的、想要的那些税的时候，我们会想，我怎么样可以减税呢？
But the very essence of giving, many times, even for those that we love, as human beings, there's a limit.
但是对我们所爱的人，我们想要给予这个本质上面，有时候还是有限制的。
But then when we understand what Christ is and who he is and how he gives, we can then be more effective as a church.
当我们真正认识到耶稣基督是谁，他所做的是什么，他所给予的是什么，我们就可能比较容易来做这样一件事情。
Because you have to realize, when Christ gave, he gave to those that did not love him.
当我们知道说耶稣他给予出去的时候，他是给那一些并不爱他的人。
He did not give it to people who were worthy or were trying to reciprocate something.
他所给予的那些人并不是那些配得的人。
He didn't give it to people that necessarily were going to follow him or do anything for him.
他并不是给的那些人是愿意跟随他或愿意为他做什么的那些人。
And you have to realize there is nothing anybody on earth could do for Christ that he couldn't do himself.
而我们也知道在这世上没有一个人可以为耶稣做什么事情是他不能为自己做的。
But then there's a passage in Scripture that's very famous.
但是在圣经里面有一段大家很熟悉的经文。
Philippians chapter 2.
腓立比书第二章。
And we're going to read from verse 1 to verse 11.
我们今天要读第一节到第十一节。
And what we're going to do is we're going to take a look at Christ's example.
所以我们今天要来看一个基督的榜样。
And for those who have read the Bible, or you will recognize this verse immediately.
大家读圣常常读圣经的人就马上会认出这段经文。
And so let us read.
那我们先来读。
I'm reading from ESV, so I'll just read first, just in case we have... Oh, wait, do we have it?
我们是 NIV.
Oh, you have NIV? Oh, so let's read it from your pamphlet here.
那我们一起从周报来念。
So English, Chinese doesn't matter.
中文英文没有关系，大家一起念。
Let's begin. Philippians chapter 2. Therefore, if you have any encouragement from being united with Christ, if any comfort from his love, if any common sharing in the Spirit, if any tenderness and compassion, verse 2, then make my joy complete by being like-minded, having the same love, being one in spirit and one in mind. Do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit. Rather, in humility, value others above yourselves, not looking to your own interests, but each to you the interests of others. In your relationships with one another, have the same mindset as Jesus Christ, who being the very nature of God, did not consider equality with God something to be used to his own advantage. Rather, he made himself nothing by taking the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness, and being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to death, even death on a cross. Therefore, God exalted him to the highest place and gave him the name that is above every name, that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue acknowledge that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. Amen.
Amen.
You see here, when we read about the person of Jesus Christ, there is always one trait that is attributed to him.
我们可以从今天的经文来看到，每次当我们读到关于耶稣的时候，总是有一个特色在他身上。
And that one unique trait is actually humility.
那一个特点就是谦卑。
And humility for us many times, seems like a very simple concept.
谦卑对我们来讲，很多时候好像是一个很简单的观念。
And to connect to giving, you cannot properly give without having humility.
把这个谦卑跟给予放在一起来说的时候，就是我们如果没有谦卑的话，我们是给予不出去的。
Like, have you ever received a gift where you kind of didn't want to take it because of how it was given?
你有没有曾经收到一份礼物，你并不想要接受，是因为他人家给你的那种态度
？So if I told you, right, hey, here you go, here's $100, happy birthday.
如果我跟你说 Hey, 这里是一百块，生日快乐。
Everybody say, okay, thank you very much, and then they receive it. Or you say, no, 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 it's okay, but at the end, you take it anyway.
每个人都说，哦，谢谢，谢谢，然后你就接受了，或者说，哦，我们不要，不要，但是你最后还是接受了。
Versus, if I came to you and said, hey, so, I have raised you for 20 years, and now it's your birthday, so out of the goodness of my heart, I'm going to give you $100 for the day that you were born, even though you owe me.All that money from raising you from when you're younger.
那用另外一个角度来说，如果说，嘿，我养你这二十年了，那今天你生日，我给你这一百块。虽然你欠我这二十年来我养你所有的费用。
The feeling's a little different, right?
是不是感觉很不一样呢？
You sit there in one, and it's just, oh, thank you very much, and you feel the love.
你坐在那里，然后你说，哦，谢谢你，你接受这礼物，你感受到被爱。
The other way, you receive the $100, and you feel the debt.
另外一个方法是你接受了这一百块可是你觉得你欠人家一堆东西。
You see, when you are giving things, whether to people or to God, the heart actually matters.
所以当我们不论是给予人或是把礼物献给神最重要的是我们的心。
And so if you, for example, like, I have a tendency to forget special days for my wife.
举例来说我常常会忘记一些特重要的日子跟我太太有关系。
Until the very last moment, and then I'm like, oh no, what should I do?
常常在最后一刻，我想起来说，哦，那我该怎么办？
And because I'm considered to be a newlywed, you know, 2-3 years.
那因为我刚结婚两三年，所以我还算是新婚的人。
I can still get away with, oh, call up 1-800-Flowers or Pro Flowers and just send some chocolates home.
所以我常常可以赶快打电话给那个花店，然后请他们送花或者送巧克力去家里。
But let's say this happens every single, you know, birthday and Mother's Day for the next 5 years.
那你想想看，如果这种情况常常发生在母亲节或是生日的时候，在接下来五年都是这个样子。
I know that my wife would still say thank you very much, but I think that after a while I would feel guilty.
我想我的太太收到这些礼物可能说非常谢谢你，但是我想我自己心里会觉得有点内疚。
Because the reality is that when I give this gift, the heart is not behind it because I haven't thought about it until it's too late.
因为实际上是当我在做这些事情的时候，我的心并没有在它上面，因为我每一次都是在最后一刻中才想起来。
And so the heart is important.When we're learning about giving and humility.
所以当我们在学习用谦卑的心来给予的时候，那个心是很重要的。
See, Philippians chapter 2 paints a picture of Christ who is all-powerful, gives up everything, comes down on earth, and then sacrifices himself for us.
我们看到在腓立比书二章里面给我们一个图像，就是全能的耶稣，他放弃了他的一切，他来到这个世上，而为我们舍去了一切。
You see, the difference between Christianity's Jesus and the gods of many other religions is this.
在我们的基督教的基督的神的这个观念跟其他的神的观念里面。
One is that these gods pity mankind, and so therefore they give him the gift, for example, Prometheus, right? Of fire or of knowledge.
那个在其他的神的概念里面是因为他们可怜这些人所以他们就给这些人的东西就好像是火神他们 给他们活这样的能力
And so they lord their position over creation and they say you must worship me but I pity you so therefore I give this to you
那些神把他们放在这些人的上面因为我很可怜你所以我给你这些东西那你就要来敬拜我
But you see Christianity is so different because what it says is that Christ humbled himself.
但是在我们基督教里面的观念是非常不同的。耶稣基督他谦卑他自己。
And that when he gave his life and the gift of salvation, behind it was a lot of sacrifice and humility.
因此，当他把他自己的生命给出去，而成就了这个救赎的大恩的时候，他的背后是他牺牲了非常的多。
And when you talk about truly giving, that is what is necessary.To give godly.
那当我们讲到真正的一个给予呢，就是像神这样一个敬虔的方式给予。
When you read Philippians chapter 2, right?
我们今天读了腓立比书第二章。
There are three different parts that I want to take a look at.
在这里面有三个部分，我们想要一起来看。
First,
第一个。
In verse 6-8.
在第六节跟到第八节。
What you see here is Christ's identity and title.
在这里我们看到耶稣基督他的身份跟他的头号。
In verse, that's in verse 6, I'm sorry.
在第六节里面。
In verse 7 and 8, Christ's power.
在第七节到第八节讲到基督的能力。
And in verse 8 and 9, right, it talks about the love that was given.
到第八节到第九节讲到耶稣基督所给予的爱。
You see, the uniqueness of Christ's giving begins with removing himself from his given title.
所以耶稣基督他这种给予的一个特点呢，就是他把他自己从他所有的那个名号、那个头衔拿去掉。
In verse 6 is that, while though he was in the form of God, did not what? Count equality with God a thing to be grasped.
第六节这里讲到说，他本有神的形象，可是他不以自己与神同等为强夺的。
You see, one of the difficulties for us forgiving is that we hold onto our identity and title so very tightly.
你知道，对我们来讲，我们要给予有时候有困难，是因为我们把自己的头衔、自己的身份看得很重要。
You see, when we believe that we deserve, then when we give, we don't give with a loving heart.
当我们认为说我们自己才真的配得这个东西的时候，我们给予的时候不是真的用心给予的。
You see, the only way we can give to God or to others with a loving heart is when we do not consider ourselves to deserve what we are giving.
我们唯一能够真的是用我们的心或是神的方式来给予的时候，是我们把自己看得那么的重要。
To look at parenthood as an example.
让我们来看做父母的这样的一个例子。
If you are the parent, you gave birth to this child.
如果你是父母，你生了这样一个孩子。
And I know Russell Peter has a joke. He's an Indian comedian.
有一个印度的
comedian, 哎呦，自己的中文太烂了。
喜剧演员。
He said his dad's concept was like this.
他说他父亲的观念是这样子。
If this one's no good, I could just make another one and tell the other one how bad the first one was, right?
如果生了一个不好的，我就再生另外一个比较好的，然后用这个比较好的让这个比较不好知道说他有多不好。
That idea of authority, right?
这个要拥有权柄的这样的一个概念。
That position.
这样的一个地位。
If you give with that in mind,
如果你是用这样的态度给的话，
then it's not like a mother.
这样就不是一个母亲的样子。
Because if you think about it, you're a mom or a dad.
如果你想到你是一个母亲或是一个父亲，
the child should be subject to you.
孩子要顺服你。
You are not the child's, you're not the child's maid.
你不是这个孩子的仆人。
You're not the child's chef.
你不是这个孩子的厨师。
You're not paid to do things for this little baby.
并没有人付钱来照顾这个孩子。
And if you, as for example, a PhD or a lawyer or CEO or CIO,
如果你是一个博士，或是你是一个律师，或是你是一个公司的总裁，
and your work told you, oh, you know what? We need you to go clean the toilets.
然后你的下属跟你说，我们需要你去清一清马桶。
The first thing is, how dare you?
第一个事情就你怎么敢这样对我说话？
You see these three letters?
你看到这三个字吗？
PhD.
我是博士。
That's okay. Yeah, 博士 is only two. So maybe in Chinese, two letters. English, three letters, right?
博士中文是两个字，英文是三个字母。
I'm a PhD. How dare you tell me to clean the toilets?
我是一个博士，你怎么可以叫我来清这个马桶呢？
But if you're dealing with a child,
但是如果你是在跟一个孩子来说，
and you sit there and you've got this lovely baby,
你坐在那里有一个可爱的宝宝，
and her diaper is wet or, you know, dirtied,
她的尿布湿了或是很脏，
those three letters don't mean a thing.
那三个字对你来讲就不再是
Your position as a PhD or a manager or whatever else it is disappears.
你是博士或是你是一个经理这样子的地位在那一瞬间都不见了。
And if you want to consider that title of parents,
如果你想到父母这样子的一个头衔，
I made you, you clean yourself up.
我生了你，你自己清你的屁股吧。
But that's not what happens.
但是那并不是所发生的事。
Because your title and everything that you have grown in your career,
在你的人生奋斗的一路上来，你所赢得一切的头衔。
When you give love and attention to the child, that all disappears.
当你在用爱来照顾你孩子的时候，你都不会把这些头衔放在心上的。
Because that is what love is.
因为这个就是爱。
To remove your title.
把你自己的头衔去掉。
You see, one of the verses that Christians have a lot of problem explaining to non-believers is this.
我们基督徒对 还没有信主的人常有困难解释圣经里面的一节经文是这样子。
It's women, right? Be what? Submissive to your husband.
那就是妻子要顺服丈夫。
And that always bothered me because in the middle of like college, you're with all these very strong individualistic people, right?
这间经文一直困扰着我在大学的时候当我们在一起的时候。
And you're trying to explain to a non-believer who may be a feminist saying that, wait, doesn't the Bible say that women should be subject and submissive to men? That is so that's so wrong. We're in 2019. How could you say something like that?
当你在大学里面听见有人说圣经里面说女人要顺服丈夫现在是已经2019年了这是一个什么观念啊这是一个错误的观念。
And it's so difficult to explain because the ideaof being submissive and removing your title is not a worldly idea.
而这个经文很难解释是因为我们要把我们拥有的头衔把自己看为重要这些观念去掉这样的概念不是这个世界所有的一个概念。
Because when Christ came down, his title was God.
因为当耶稣他来到世上他的头衔其实就是神。
But to express perfect love, he became what? Man.
但是为了让我们认识什么是完全的爱，它变成人的样式。
And the uniqueness of this verse 6 is that it doesn't say he just became man. It says he did not what count equality with God what a thing to be grasped.
第六节这里的一个特点就是不是讲要说单单耶稣成为人，而是说他不以自己与神同等为大。
You see, I'm gonna bring in a lot of other.Old Testament stuff here. But remember when Satan fell.
我今天会用到很多旧约的经节。我们还记得当撒旦堕落的时候。
And when Satan fell, the reason why he fell was because he what? He was trying to be what? Better than God?
当撒旦他堕落的时候，是因为他想要做什么事情呢？比神还好吗？
No, he wanted to be equal with God.
不是，他想要与神同等。
But Christ's example is that even though he was God, he did not even think about considering equality with God.
耶稣给我们的榜样是，即使他跟神是一样的，他自己就是神，可是他并不把自己想成跟神同等。
And in the same way, when we talk about submission, whether it's for wives, whether it's for husbands, whether it is as Christians before God, it means we remove our sense of what is owed to us.
所以当我们在讲到顺服的时候不管是丈夫要顺服妻子要顺服丈夫或是我们要顺服主是讲到说我们把我们认为我们应该有的那个东西来去掉
Because if Christ had retained his title and said I am God I am the creator
因为如果耶稣他要 持守着自己的名称跟那个身份说我是创造主我是神
Then the very essence of who God is there says that we as human beings must die.
如果耶稣一直这样子看他自己的时候，那我们这一个都是仅仅人的人，我们配得的就是死。
You see, in order to give in a godly way, we have to first remove that idea that we deserve something.
所以我们要用一个敬虔的方式，合神心意的方式来给予的话，我们必须要把我们觉得我们自己应该拥有的一些权利先放下。
You see, one of the troubles of giving gifts to people you're not super familiar with is this.
如果你想要给一个人你并不熟礼物的话，有一个这样的困难。
And tell me if you've ever been in this situation, right?
你告诉我是不是也有这样的一个情形
？Somebody invites you to a party.
有人邀请你去一个派对。
It's at somebody's house that you don't know very well.
那是一个人的家，但是你并不熟。
So you turn to your wife or your husband or your boyfriend or your girlfriend and you say, "Oh, do we need to bring something?"
所以你问你的丈夫或是太太或是你男朋友、女朋友说，我们应该带些什么东西呢
？Oh yeah, we should. So you go and you dig up some chocolates from Christmas or something like that.
或是你说，哦，对，我们应该要带一些，所以你就去挖一些圣诞节那时候收的
巧克力。Or some like you know, out of the 100 cases of tea you have, you just take one out.
或是你有。几百盒的茶，你就拿出一盒出来。
And you bring it, and you go to the person house. Like, here you go.
然后你就带去那个人家里说，哎，这个给你。
Okay, now it gets even more difficult.
现在更困难的。
Because the person who doesn't know you very well has now accepted and received your gift out of courtesy.
因为那一个人跟你他也是不熟，可是礼貌的原因，礼貌的关系，他就收了这份礼物。
And the problem is, next time when Bible study is at their house.
问题是，下次在你家有一个派对的时候
，then now the people you gave a gift to think to themselves, oh, we have to bring a gift because they gave us a gift when they came over.
然后要来你家的那个人呢，他想说，哦，我们要带一个礼物来，因为上次他来我们家也带一个礼物。
And you go back and forth until finally you're giving the same gifts over and over, just over the span of a year.
在家里翻一翻，结果那个人又带了同一个礼物送来给你当礼物，就是你上次送他的。
The chocolates have long expired, but nobody knows.
那个巧克力早就过期了，可是没有人注意。
Because you've given it so many times that you're not sure if you've received it before. If you've given it, it doesn't even matter.
因为你们送来送去，你已经不记得了，是不是上次送给这个人呢？
And you see, that happens. But then, what happens if one day you give a gift and you get nothing in return?
那有这样的一个情形，有一天你送了一个礼物，可是你没有得到任何的回报。
Oh, some people get very mad about this.
有人会很生气了。
They feel upset about it.I gave you a gift. Doesn't matter how bad, you should reciprocate to me.
我送了一份礼物给你，不管这份礼物有多差，你应该是有点表示吧。
At work, I emailed, "Good job on this project," but when I do something, you don't respond to me.
在工作上，我送了一个 email 给人家说，哦，你这件事情做得很好，可是当我有一些成就的时候，我没有收到任何的回应。
You see, all of the joy of giving in love disappears when we assume that we should get something back.
那当我们认为说我们给予的时候应该有一些东西，有一些回报的时候，其实我们给予的那种喜乐就都会不见了。
The uniqueness of talking about Christ lowering himself is that he did not expect anything back.
在这里我们讲到耶稣基督他谦卑他自己，最大的一个特色是耶稣基督并没有期待任何的回报。
Because he's God.
因为他是神。
What could we possibly give the creator of all things?
我们能给这位创造主什么东西呢？
But in order to give to us in full love, he humbled himself.
但是为了给我们这个人全部的爱，他谦卑他自己。
In verse 7,
在第七节,
it talks about the second topic, which is Christ's power.
这里讲到第二个主题，就是耶稣基督的全能。
But he emptied himself, taking the form of a servant, being born in the likeness of men.
他反倒虚己，取了奴仆的形象，成为人的样式。
You see,When parents give, right?
当我们看到父母给予的时候
it is very rarely that kids remember, you know, a gift, like a thing.
一般孩子都不会记得他们所收到的礼物。
As I'm getting older and I think about my parents and how I was raised,
当我越来越大，我在回想我父母怎么样来养育我。
Very rarely is it a toy, but rather it is a service that I may have received.
我其实不太记得我从我父母接受到什么样的礼物，但是我能够记得的是他们怎么样来带我。
You see, I'm messy by nature, so my room was a mess.
你知道我这个人是比较脏乱的人，所以我的房间常常很乱。
And then, like you know, cups and bowls and paper, it doesn't matter what it is, it's everywhere.
我的房间有纸啊，有碗啊，有盘子啊，什么都有。
I personally like to say that I'm a messy genius. I know where everything is, even if you don't.
我自己知道我是一个很乱的人，可是我是一个天才。我的东西放在哪里很乱，但是我都知道。
At least I tell myself that to make myself feel better.
我自己这样对我自己说，所以让我感觉好一些。
But when I think about my mom through the years cleaning up after me over and over and over,
可是当我回想到在我成长的过程，我妈妈一年一年的帮我来清我的房间。
Man, I feel so bad now that I'm older.
我现在长大以后，我想到这些，我就觉得很难过。
Because That's really not her job.
因为那个真的不是她的工作。
It's my mess.
但是我自己弄乱的。
I was old enough to clean it up on my own.
我应该是够大了自己来清理我的房间。
But when someone loves and gives, she does it without complaining.
但是当一个人他爱他愿意给的话，他做的时候是没有怨言的。
I'm not saying that my mom didn't yell at me for having a messy room, okay?
我并不是说我妈妈从来没有因为我的房间乱骂过我。
But it is.When she yells at me about it, it is for my benefit.
但是当我骂我的时候，其实是为了我好。
But many times, it's been just a quiet servant's heart that, hey, maybe he's tired from work or maybe he's tired from school. Let me just clean up a little bit.
但是很多时候，我的妈妈都是安静的在服侍我，因为她可能想要说，我可能在学校很累，或是工作很累，她就很安静的为我清理我的房子、房间。
You see, perfect giving requires you to lower.The power that you are supposed to have.
所以一个完美的给予的一个榜样，就是你愿意把你自己真的觉得应该拥有的权利放掉。
When you have authority, when you have strength, when you should control, if that continues to be the mentality for giving, then your giving sometimes becomes worthless.
当你觉得说你应该要来掌控所有的东西，当你认为你自己有这个能力，那一个给予就不是一个真正的给予了。
Because then when you have the authority and you give, you expect that things be done in your way.
因为当你有能力来给的时候，你会认为说我给出去这个事情要照着我方式来做的。
This happens all the time in non-profit organizations.
在一些非盈利机构里面，常常有这样的事情发生。
If some guy gives $5 million to your organization, he calls the shots.
如果有人为这个机构捐了500万，这个人是很了不起的。
And then if you go against what this donor says or wants, he's going to take that $5 million back.
而如果你说了一些事情，或是你想要做的事情跟他的意见是完全相反的话，这个人可能把那500万可以拿回去。
He gives.Because he wants the authority and power.
他给予是因为他希望在这个机构有这样的一个能力跟这样子的权柄。
So the feeling is very uncomfortable when you deal with them because you have to kind of like, oh, what do you need? What do you want? That's not a loving gift.
所以当你跟这样的人有接洽事情的时候呢，你就会不是觉得那么自在，因为你会问说，哦，你想要怎么样做呢？
It places the pressure upon the receiver to somehow be subject to that person's power.
这样的情形会对接受的人心里有一个压力，因为他总是要顺服另外那一个人。
You see, God could have come in full glory in the middle of the day, in power through the air, and made everybody tremble in fear.
你知道神可以用他的权柄跟荣耀，就在一天的中间从天上降临在我们当中，让我们每一个人都在惧怕在他面前。
He could have said, "How dare you disobey me? I am God. Tremble before me."
他可以对你说，你怎么可以背逆我或不是遵循我的道呢？我是神，你们应该在我面前战兢。
And that's one way that many of us like to give things to people.
而这个可能就是我们常常喜欢对人做的
做
事情的方式。
We hold power and we give.
我们有权利，我们有权利，我们给。
So that you must now listen to me.
所以你现在必须要听我的。
But you see, godly giving many times requires us to set that aside.
但是一个敬虔的给予是要我们把我们刚刚有讲的那些权利都放在一旁。
Because if you remember when Christ was born, the world did not even realize he had come.
我们知道当耶稣基督他生的时候，世人并不知道他来了。
When he had authority over life and death and all the powers and principles of the air, he allowed people to come before him and touch his robe or ask him questions or to even nail him on a cross.
当他有权柄掌握生或死的时候，他也容许人来到他身边触摸他的袍子。
Because then when he gave in love and it was received, that love was felt.
因为当你真的用爱来给予的时候，接受的人就可以感受到那一份爱。
You see, it would have been very different if God was like one of the Greek or Roman gods.
你想，如果我们的神就像希腊神话里面的神一样。
Oh, we fear you, so we must sacrifice and we must present before you this or that.
因为我们害怕你，所以我们必须要牺牲，我们要在你面前献这个献那个。
It's kind of like the difference between friends and work, right?
这个就好像朋友跟工作不同的地方。
At work, you're scared of your boss because you need to do a good job or else you lose your job, right?
在工作的地方，你可能。会有点怕你的老板，因为你可能做不好，可能会失去工作。
So when it's your boss's birthday and you give him a gift of like you know wine or something,
那当你的老板生日的时候，你可能要给他生日礼物，像是酒啦。
You don't love him, you just want him to feel better so that he can make your life easier.
你其实并不是很爱你的老板，你只是要让他感觉好，所以他可以在工作上面让你好过一点。
But then for couples that just start dating,
那当你一对男女他们正在约会。
The most uniqueness is in how they give.
在他们中间最特别的事情就是他们如何彼此送东西。
Like a big strong guy, you know, works out all the time, plays football, plays volleyball, whatever.
好像一个很魁梧的男的，他常常都是运动在玩球类的。
And then on her birthday, he goes to painting class with her. And so this giant guy sitting there, he's painting a little picture with his little girlfriend on the side, and she's just smiling at him.
And 在他女朋友生日的时候，他去学画画，画的小小的，很可爱。然后他女朋友在旁边对着他笑。
And so you think this guy definitely doesn't like painting.
你可以看到这一个男的， 看起来就是不像会画
画。Why is he here?
为什么他会在这里呢？
Because of his girlfriend.
是因为他的女朋友的关系。
Do you see, when you realize that the dynamic of giving godly and giving in love forces you to give up power and title, then and only then can you realize what it means to give to God.
所以当你认识到说一个金钱的爱的给予的方式的时候，你就会愿意放下你自己拥有的权利，或是你一切认为你配得的来做这件事情。
Because when we give properly, it takes away any of the selfishness or worldly desires that we have within ourselves.
因为当我们用一个正确的方式来给的时候，会把我们里面的那些自私属世界的东西拿掉的。
If we ever assume to ourselves, God, you owe me because I have given to you, that is where our hearts are astray.
如果我们认为说，神啊，我给你这样的东西，那你应该也要给我一些东西，那是我们的心被远离神的时候。
This happens to leaders and to servants all the time.
很多时候在教会的领袖或是服侍神的人都有这样的心。
There is an exhaustion about doing things for God that finally...When you get angry, you say, God, I've done all this. What are you doing?
很多时候我们服侍神服侍到很累了，我们会对神说，我已经做了那么多了，你看你让我遇见什么事呢？
We get angry, we get frustrated with God. We say, God, why have you not done A, B, or C?
我们对神很生气，说，神啊，你为什么没有为我做这些事情呢？
And in that moment, God exposes the very nature of our hearts.
而在那个时候，神事实上是让我们看见我们自己心里面最深处。
And he asks, why do you give your time and your energy and your money to the church or to me?
神会问你说，你所花的钱、时间、你的精力，你是为了你自己还是为了我？
What is it for?
你是为了谁呢？
Do you feel that you deserve something because of your title as a leader?
你认为你应该得到一些东西，因为你是教会的领袖吗？
Do you feel that you should have the power to control what happens?
你觉得你自己应该有这样的能力，能够来掌握所发生的任何一件事情吗？
But if we understand who God is as the sovereign creator, we cannot question what he does with what we give him, because everything is his.
如果我们认识到神他自己的全能，他是创造一切的，我们就会知道说，所有我们给的一切都是属于他的，他有权利决定一切。
And when we think about this, and we think about especially on a day like Mother's Day,
当我们想到今天是母亲节,
you realize that a sacrificial love is what is necessary for the church to truly honor God when they give.
所以我们今天就看见一个牺牲的爱是这个我们在教会里面所需要的这种爱。
Because as much as we love talking about the vastness of God's love and mercy and grace and his sacrifice,
当我们在讲到神的爱、神的牺牲、神对我们所做的一切有多大的时候,
we also have to realize that it was an example for us to follow.
我们也要认识到说,这个就是我们,神给我们的一个榜样,让我们来跟随的。
Not for us to take advantage of.
不是只是让我们来享受而已。
You know the story about the bad servant who was in jail and had his debt forgiven?
还记得在圣经里面有这样一个故事，有一个坏的管家，他给了拿了钱，但是被关在监狱里。
And then the master said, "You know what? I forgive you of your debt. You can come out of jail. Don't worry about it."
那个管家欠了主人钱，那主人跟他说，我愿意原谅你。不用还这些钱，就把他放出来了。
But when he came out, that servant found another servant who owed him a very small amount of money.
但是当这一个仆人被放出来以后，他遇到另外一个仆人，那个仆人欠他一点点钱。
And he said, "If you do not pay me back, I'm going to have you sent to jail."
然后他对另外那个仆人说，如果你没有把这些钱还给我，我就把你送到牢狱里面去。
And the master found out and said, "You wicked servant."
主人发现这件事情，就说你这位恶仆。
You see the same way with us, but from a different perspective.
其实对我们来讲，我们常做类似这样的事情。
We should be, as a church, loving and giving to one another as Christ has loved and gave to us.
我们应该像耶稣基督爱我们、给予我们一样的来爱我们的弟兄姐妹、给予我们的弟兄姐妹。
But how often do we cling to our title or to the things that we give or to the power that God has given us without realizing that we need to sacrifice for God?
在很多时候我们都还是很看重我们在教会里面应该有的权利或是地位，没有想到说神要我们所牺牲的。
And this is a difficulty that all churches struggle with.
这是教会里面很多时候在挣扎的一件事。
Because human nature is that when we are given title or position, we forget the servant's heart that we need to serve with.
因为对我们人的本性来讲，当我们有这样子的地位，有这样的身份的时候，我们常常会忘记了我们应该要怎么样的可以去给予。
But on Mother's Day, we see the sacrifice of the many women in our lives who are mothers.
但是在今天母亲节，我们知道有很多在我们生命当中的女人，她们怎么样为我们牺牲奉献。
And we realize that if you truly love, there is a gentleness and a lovingness around what they give to their children.
我们看见他们真正的爱，就是真的是用温柔的，用他们的心去爱他们的儿女的。
And in the same way, we must also love our fellow brothers and sisters.
其实我们应该用同样的方式来爱我们的弟兄姐妹。
Because if Christ was able to do this as God and lower him that far, we can lower ourselves just a little bit.
如果耶稣基督都可以谦卑他自己，放下他与神同样地位这样的身份，我们自己其实也可以像放低一下我们自己。
And I'm not talking about the verbal humility that we are all used to giving.
我并不是说，并不是单讲到说我们常常在语言上面来羞辱人这样子的问题。
Oh, Albert, you've done so well with youth group. The event was great. Oh, yeah, yeah, thank you. It wasn't much. It's all God.
常常我们可能 会对人说、哦、Albert 你实在是很会带青少年团契你服侍得很好然后你说、哦、没有没有那都是神的功劳
Oh praise God, praise God He's the one who does it all
哦感谢神感谢神神是那位成就一切的
And then when someone then doesn't give us that we say hey why doesn't anybody recognize what I'm doing
那如果都没有人对我讲什么话的时候我就说哎，怎么都没有人看见我所做的事啊
I spend Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Sunday, Saturday all this timeAnd nobody says a word to me.
我花了礼拜三、礼拜四、礼拜五、礼拜六、礼拜天的事情在服侍，没有人对我讲一句话。
You see, very easy for us to do.
我们很容易做这样的事。
But then when we stand and we serve, and you can read this in some of the greatest missionaries in the world.
那我们可以看到一些在这世上很有名宣教士他们所写的话。
Some who pour out their lives to a people that they don't know.
很多人。把他们的生命都奉献在一群他们不认识的人身上
Without result for 10, 15, 20 years
可能十年二十年他们都没有看到任何的
结果 Not a single person coming to Christ
他们在那当中没有看到一个人归向耶稣
Yet they faithfully serve
但是他们还是很忠心的在服侍
They faithfully love
他们很忠心的在爱那群人
They give
他们给予
Without expectation of return
他们没有期待任何的回报
They ask God why but they don't demand that God do anything
他们也问神说为什么可是他们并没有要求神要给他们任何回报
You see, the perfect example of this in Christ is when he prays on the Garden of Gethsemane.
我们可以从耶稣基督在克西马尼园的一个祷告看见这样的一个完美的例子
He says, may you take this cup from me.
他说愿你把这杯拿这个苦杯拿走
This cup of bitterness, right?
这是一个苦杯
If you understood what that meant,You would be very worried.
如果你们知道这个讲的是什么，你们真的会很担心。
Christ literally asked God, "Don't allow me to die, and therefore the world will not be saved, and there is no Christianity and salvation for the world."
那个祷告再白话一点讲，就是耶稣在祷告说：“神啊，你不要让我死。那这个世界的罪还是归这个世界，这个救赎就没有，这个世界得不到这个救赎的代价。”
That phrase is how deep.The pain and the sorrow of separation from him to God was for Jesus Christ.
那个祷告也显出对耶稣来讲要跟神分开这样的一个痛苦是有多深。
But the phrase after is what should allow us to glorify him above all else.
但是在那一句祷告的后面是讲说愿荣耀归给神神该得的荣耀让神成就。
But your will be done.
愿你的旨意成就。
You see, Christ is God.
你看耶稣他是神。
If he didn't want to, he didn't have to die.
如果他不想要的话他不需要死的。
But in order to give us the gift of salvation and of love, he then sacrificed himself willingly, even though it was going to be a lot of pain, to God the Father's plan.
但是为了要给我们这样一个救恩他愿意放弃他自己，牺牲他自己，即使那是很痛苦的，他愿意成就神的荣耀。
And so the question is, what are we willing to sacrifice for God and for brothers and sisters?
所以现在一个问题就是我们是不是愿意为我们弟兄姐妹愿为神牺牲我们自己
Are we willing to not demand reciprocation for the things that we give?
我们是不是愿意放弃我们所给出去的事物我们期待得到回报这样的一个心态呢
When they talk about husband and wife, right? And I've been married for now 2 years, working on 3 years.
当我们讲到丈夫跟妻子我现在已经结婚两年快要三年了
And one of the fights that encounter is like who does what?
我们在夫妻当中常常有争吵是谁做了什么
Like how come you never wash the dishes or clean?
为什么你从来都没有洗过碗呢
And then I can say how come you never cook and I'm the one doing the grocery shopping?
那我也可以说为什么你从来不煮呢我都是那个买菜的人
How come and there's a lot of stuff that are just how come you don't?
所以常常我们当中的对话就是说为什么你没有
But a lot of the happiest couples
但很多很快乐的夫妻
are the ones who are willing to perform regardless of reciprocation.
他们会那么快乐是因为他们愿意去做不管对方做多少。
We may not live in these marriages, but imagine this. Oh, imagine this, right? A marriage like this.
哦，想象在婚姻里面这样的事情。
If your husband, out of love, got up in the morning every day,
如果你是一个丈夫，然后你早上你都是第一个起来，然后预备早餐。
And then after you make breakfast, he even washes the dishes and cleans up the kitchen.
然后你做完了早餐，你还洗了碗，还清了厨房。
And then comes and gives you your breakfast and says, "Don't worry, honey, I got it today."
然后你再把早餐带给你的太太说，亲爱的，不用担心任何事情，我都帮你做好了。
And then your wife gets up early in the morning.To do something, to do your clothes or iron your clothes or whatever it is.
那你的太太也早起帮你烫衣服。
She makes sure that the kids are quiet so that you can sleep a little bit longer.
她起来也确定孩子们都很安静，所以让你可以睡久一点。
That sounds wonderful from the opposing side, right?
那从对方的角度来看，这个都是非常美好的。
But what if both husband and wife woke up and did those things for each other each and every single day without wanting something back?
你想想看，如果是夫妻两个人都同时早上那么早起来为对方做刚刚所提的那些事情。
See, First Corinthians chapter 13, right?
在哥林多前书十三章里面这样说。
Something that we love to quote.
我们很喜欢引用这样的话。
Love keeps no record of wrong.
爱是不计算人的恶。
You see, in a situation where brothers and sisters within the church can serve one another out of true love and sacrifice.
当我们看到在教会里面，我们因着耶稣基督的爱，我们真的是真正彼此的服侍的时候
，We can give to one another unselfishly and with humility.
我们可以无私的，然后谦卑的来给予。
Then the world will be attracted to the church.
这个世界就会被吸引来到这个教会。
Too often do we have churches breaking apart because people want to hold on to power or the title.Or they want reciprocation for something that they've done.
很多时候教会有分裂，都是因为有人要坚持自己应该有的权利、头衔，或是期待很多回报。
And we're all sinners, okay?
我们都是罪人。
But those who have been Christians a while, or even those who are younger, need to set examples for one another so that more people can be drawn into this loving family.
但是在教会里面，那些信主很久的或是刚成为基督徒他们都应该在人的面前做一个榜样以致更多人能够被吸引来到教会
See, this church is called House of what?
我们教会叫做
H-O, Christ what?
主爱之
Christ love
主爱之家
You see, when we love one another and we're able to serve and give to one another then that is the perfect gift that we can give to God
当我们在教会里面能够彼此相爱，也彼此服侍的时候，这是我们可以给神最美好的礼物。
If a teacher, right, the best gift a teacher can give a parent,
一个做老师的，他可以给一个做父母最好的礼物是
，is if they make their kids succeed because they love them or they care for them.
他可以让他们的孩子能够很成功，也懂得爱他们。
You see, brothers and sisters, why is the church sometimes not so effective?
为什么我们教会很多时候不是那么有效率呢
？Because we forget the model of Christ's love and His giving.
因为我们忘了耶稣基督他那种爱的给予的这样一个榜样。
We forget that He is God and became subject to God.
我们忘记了耶稣基督他本是神，但是他却愿意顺服神。
We forget that He had all the power over death, over life, yet gave up that power so that He would die.
我们也忘记了他有权柄能够掌控生和死，可是他却放弃了那个权柄。
And he did this to love a people that were unlovable.
而他做这一些是为了爱一群不可爱的人。
So that no matter the conflict within church, within brothers, within sisters, that is something that can be bridged.
因此在教会里面不管弟兄姐妹当中有什么样的冲突，那个冲突是可以被解决的。
And even if you don't have the same, you know, interests or you don't have the same, you know, personality or humor, within the love of Christ, we are able to continue to be brothers and sisters.
所以即使我们中间没有一个共同的爱好，或是我们没有一些共同的看法，可是在耶稣基督里面的爱里面，我们还是可以彼此来服侍。
And when we are able to love one another, we can spur each other to love those who are outside.
而当我们能够彼此相爱的时候，我们就可以让外面的人看见我们的爱。
You see, practically speaking,
实际上的来说，
when there is a group of friends,
当有一群朋友，
and they have a lot of fun together,
他们在一起非常有乐趣的，
other people want to be part of that.
很多时候，其他人就很想要加入他们。
It looks like a commercial, right?
看起来好像是一个广告。
Like you, the reason why commercials are made the way they are because they want you to be, want to be like that.
广告的功用就是要让你看到而想要像那个样子。
We are that commercial or that glimpse for the world to see what God is like.
其实我们就是一个让世界可以看到的广告，就是神想要我们成为什么样的样式。
And if our product is a bunch of bitterness and anger and malice and strife,
如果我们的产品就是一些愤怒、一些争执、一些伤彼此伤害，
nobody wants that.
没有人想要这些东西。
But the moment they see that we love one another and love those who are around us, no matter who it is, that will change the church.
可是当人们看见是我们彼此相爱，我们爱在我们周围所有的人，这个就会改变人的看法了。
And so that with that, on this Mother's Day, I pray that we would truly think about the example of Christ.
所以在今天母亲节的日子，我希望我们一起来想耶稣基督的榜样。
And that we would learn to train ourselves to follow after his example.
我们愿意来学习，也愿意自己来训练，能够像耶稣这个样子。
It is impossible for us to be Christ.
这个是我们是不可能成为耶稣。
But with the Holy Spirit, we can achieve it.
但是有圣灵的帮助，我们可以成为像耶稣的样子。
So with that, let us pray.
让我们来祷告。
Dear Lord God, today is a simple message.
亲爱的天父，今天是一个简短的信息。
To be like Christ.
就是像耶稣。
But I pray, Lord God, that you remove from us, Lord God, the desire to hold on to our title and our power.
主，我祷告，求你把我们心里想要拥有自己的地位、拥有自己的头衔这样子一个想法来除掉。
Allow us to take on the servant's heart that you had.
让我们能够学像你有这样一个仆人的心。
So that we may impact the world.
以致我们可以来影响这个世界。
I pray for this congregation.
我为弟兄姐妹祷告。
We pray that you would just bless them.
我祷告你祝福他们。
May they grow in love so that they may draw people to you.
愿意他们在你的爱中成长，以致他们能够把人引到你面前。
We thank you for all the mothers once again.
我们再次为所有的母亲向你献上感谢。
May you bless them.
愿你祝福他们。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉耶稣基督的圣名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.